About 2 weeks ago, I instructed a class entitled Breaking the Cycle of Discrimination, a conversation about race for UGA OLLI. This was a very interesting class, and I will admit I had some bold and upfront students. Discussing racial issues and trying to combat racism can be difficult and emotionally draining, but through open dialogue, various activities, experiential learning, and by taking action, I do believe you can improve race relations. During this 2.5-hour workshop, we discussed the psychological impact of slavery, white privilege, unconscious biases, and how to break the cycle of discrimination. I must warn you, my workshops are not intended to be light or fluffy. It is designed to take white students out of their comfort zone and evoke deep-rooted biases and confront those implicit or explicit biases that cause the feeling of hate and discrimination. So I was pleased when one of my students called me and said, "Mocha, I accepted your challenge and stepped outside my comfort zone by going to an all-black church." He said he might even join. During his visit, one of the elders told him that they felt that activists and activism may be reopening old wounds that have already been resolved. I have also heard and read several articles that express that some white people believe race relation is no longer an issue or has immensely improved. And some white people and other minority groups tend to challenge Black Lives Matters by also saying all lives matters. Yet Black inmates make up a disproportionate amount of the prison population, experience police brutality from arrests to shootings, and I won't even get started on the economic challenges and the wealth gaps. Despite what people want to believe, racism and discrimination never stop, and racial incidents continue to happen every day, not just in Starbucks, Waffle House, Santa Monica College, or even more recently in Alpharetta when Officer James Legg dragged a 65-year-old Black lady out of the car because she would not sign a ticket and refused another officer's order to get out of the car. I heard a news reporter even state on the radio that she should have just followed directions. Well, that might work for someone with white privilege, because even when we do follow direction, you still might get arrested, snatched out your car, or shot and killed. If this was a 65-year-old white lady, I wonder if the outcome would have been the same. Once again, opposed to de-escalating the situation, the officers allowed it to escalate, which often happens when Black people try to exercise their constitutional rights. The issue of racism and discrimination still exists. We never resolved the problem, but kept sweeping it under the rug. And now that we have found the pile of dirt, let's keep it real and try to fix it, opposed to putting a Band-Aid on the problem.